This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhart.
So has Taylor Swift really trademarked her voice? Well, not quite. There's been a lot of headlines recently about Taylor Swift locking down her voice and likeness, but that's an exaggeration. What she actually filed under her TAS Right Management Company is much narrower and more specific. So what she actually filed on were two sound marks. So you can trademark sounds under trademark law, but she only trademarked the phrases, "Hey, it's Taylor Swift," and "Hey, it's Taylor." So these are the kinds of clips that you'd hear maybe at the start of a recording track or in a promotion or announcement or, you know, when she's on stage. She also trademarked one specific design mark, which was a specific photo, a depiction of her performing. And reportedly, this is featuring her singing with a pink guitar. And that's it, just those two phrases and that picture. But what the media is reporting is something different. They're reporting that she's trademarking her voice, which she is in a very narrow sense. She's also trademarking her image, which she did. She trademarked a picture, but not like some sort of general image. So what these rights actually give her is fairly narrow. They protect her branding, but not her identity. So if she does get to register these, then she gets protection for those exact phrases or very close imitations or that specific image or certain variations of it. And they can only offer protection when she's selling music or she's promoting content or she's talking about entertainment services. So what she does not get, though, is her voice in all forms. She does not get AI-generated sound-alikes or clones, and she doesn't get to protect her voice from anybody singing in a Taylor style. So someone doing a convincing imitation is not automatically going to be stopped by these trademarks. It only becomes a problem if consumers might think that she endorsed or created the content. So why are we getting these headlines? Well, it's obviously clickbait. I don't think Taylor Swift really minds because many people would stay away from doing what she's been talking about and, you know, wouldn't take the extra step to infringe because they might hear these stories and think that she has broader rights than she really does. But trademark is a limited tool here, and she would have to lean more on right of publicity laws or false endorsement claims if she wanted to take action against a more general type of infringement. So when you hear headlines that Taylor Swift has trademarked her voice and her likeness, be aware of the legal reality that she really only trademarked a couple of catchphrases and a specific image of her as branding tools. And it's a smart move, but it's not a sweeping new right. If you want to learn more about trademarks, you can visit our website at www.learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. You can download a free piece of content relating to trademarks, or you can book a consultation with a Gerhart Law attorney.